Good morning, Playhouse of the Morning, 194, the number one hit music station. Brisk today in Fargo-Moorhead with a high of only about 44 degrees. Zero and Amy in the 194 Morning Playhouse. Full 194 cast headlines in a couple of minutes. First, a TRQ, a totally random question out of the box of totally random questions. And today's TRQ, what basic thing are you awful at? Is there a basic thing you are just terrible at? Seems like something you should be able to do, but nope, you fail. TRQ, basic thing you're terrible at. Does anything come to mind, Amy Kay?
I mean, a lot of things come to mind.
Life.
Yeah, but I will say this is something I have trouble with. I see other people do it, and I'm jealous. How do people make a grocery list and then go grocery shopping and stick to that grocery list? And that's all they get. And they make those meals throughout the week. It is so hard. It was so hard to come up with what we wanted to eat. Then make the list. Go to the store. Find everything we need without forgetting something. And then do we have the seasoning and the spices? It's grocery shopping is so difficult.
It can be. I think that what I would suggest to you is you seem like somebody that you have the recipe, you have your ingredients. Do it online, man. Have it delivered or something so you're not going around being like, oh, when's the last time we had Pop-Tarts?
Mm-hmm. I mean, because that's exactly what happens. I will be going through the aisles and then I see something else and I think, oh, let's grab some of those. And then I start grabbing other things and I usually go grocery shopping when I'm hungry. So then I see
bad move.
Other things I want to eat. By the time that I get home after grocery shopping, I don't feel like cooking. So then we order something.
And it's like you have some half groceries and then a pizza you didn't eat.
Yes.
Okay. Basic thing you're terrible at. What comes to mind? 237 hits. Text 35270. My list's probably pretty long, too. All simple DIY projects. And I'm not talking about, like, whittling something out of wood. I'm talking about, like, hey, we should paint this room a different color. Like, my wife could probably work for a painting company because you can tell what wall she did. Mine looks like somebody drank a gallon of paint, Dutch boy, and sneezed it all over the wall. I try. I don't know why. It's just ugly. I can't do it.
Aren't you just going up and down?
Yes, but I can't do it. It looks gross. I get it on the ceiling. I get it on the carpet. I get it on my hand. I get more on me than on the wall. It doesn't look right.
So are you still painting things, or have you guys decided when it comes to painting, we're going to hire someone?
A lot of times what happens is like her mom will come into town or something and I'll come home from work and I'll be like, oh, this room's painted now. Sweet.
So they do it without you.
If you're so terrible at something, you eventually get cut out of it.
Stop.
And that really has worked out well for me.
I guess that would be one thing. Yeah. If I'm not included in that, I'm okay with it.
Well, and every once in a while she's like, hey, do you think we should blah, 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 blah. And that's my contribution is like, if I'm not part of it.
Stop.
Yes. And then at first, that's what do you mean you don't want to help? Think about it. I want to help. I would love to help you. You know what? If you want something ripped out, you want that carpet gone, call me. You want new floor there, call someone else. I'll destroy. I cannot create.
You're just getting out of doing any type of household work.
What evidence shows I have no business doing it. None.
Is it like when you were a child and, you know, if your parents would do the chores and you would load the dishwasher terribly and then they'd be like, never mind, you're never going to help with dishes again because you did that so bad. Is this your way of getting out of doing it?
No, I'm just genuinely incapable.
Okay.
Just genuinely, truly incapable of that kind of thing.
Household projects.
Yes.
Very general.
Some of it's a lack of patience. I don't like to spend that much time on things. You see me run around this building. Yeah. If I can't get it done in 5 minutes, I don't want to be doing it.
So you get the professionals.
I'm like, my human mind has just been ruined by TikTok. And if I can't just do it, boom, right then and move on to the next unrelated thing, I don't want to do it. Instant gratification, man.
But then think about all the hard work when you take a step back and look at the beautiful paint job you've done. Didn't you help paint this room or did you get out of that too? The studio, we painted it.
I was part of it, but I was also part of 8 other things at the same time and that's why it
worked. Okay.
Yeah. Don't you remember E like sanded down all the glue off the wall? And yeah,
I had to do that too. It was me and E in here.
I don't know why you're pretending like you're different than me. What are all these intense projects you're working on?
I'm not a homeowner yet. I live in an apartment, so I don't need to work on...
There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that. Is Steven handy?
I mean, I asked him, I got a bidet for Christmas. I've asked him to install that, and it's
April.
April.
And it's almost the end
still
of April.
Still in the box.
We're on the latter half of April, in fact.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that's going to be there forever.
I assume so.
Why would you install that in a... You wouldn't want to do that in your apartment anyway.
Why?
Well, because you're going to take it out eventually.
Yeah, won't it just come out? Either my mom got it for me. She thought it'd be nice after surgery.
Yeah.
And anytime I talk to her, she says, how's the bidet?
It's great, Mom.
I'm like, well, still working on getting it set up.
He's a good day for a bidet. Yeah. Hey, we got an extra super soaker of the kids. You want it?
I mean, that would probably work. Yeah.
Steve, just you bend over, he hose you down, you're done.
Stop. How far away does he stand? I feel like it would hurt a little bit.
It's a poor man's bidet.
Yeah.
Is there a basic thing you're terrible at? 237, it's text 3527. Oh, hi.
Okay, directions and sense of direction are outside my wheelhouse. I get so turned around everywhere. And I've lived in Fargo my entire life. Mm-hmm. I never moved away. Here's what happens, though. People try to give me directions. And if they can't tell me what restaurant or place it's by, I get lost everywhere I go.
I think that's more people than you think, to be honest with you, especially if, like, a community like this, it's much easier for someone to be like, oh, that's by the Home Depot. That's by West Acres. That's by the radio station. That's by, blah, 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 like folk, yes. That's by the Fargo Dome. People say things like that because if they're just like, blah, 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 Avenue, you're like, wait, what? Nobody knows.
I think I'm pretty good if someone said down 52nd Avenue, 32nd Avenue, places like that.
We all know five streets.
Okay, but if someone said go west or go east, head north, I get turned around. Like, I don't carry a compass on me. I'm not Lewis and Clark. Give me better directions. Don't tell me to go east.
This ain't the Oregon Trail. Yeah, what do you think I'm doing here?
Don't give directions like that.
You're going to get dysentery on your way to Horace.
Yeah.
Oh, no. What's that thing? It's super basic, but you're awful at it. 237, it's text 35270. Check it. Wake it up.
Y94.
Hi, it's Playhouse. Y94, the number one hit music station. And the totally random question today, what is a seemingly basic thing that you are kind of terrible at? 237, it's in plenty. Getting text at 35270.
Someone says snapping my fingers. I just can't do it. I've never been able to get like the clear snap. People have tried to teach me and I can't do it.
Snapping, I think, is a common one. I'm surprised we haven't heard whistling already because half the time a person just spits all over themselves.
Can you snap? Oh, yeah.
Da-na-na-na. 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 Da-na-na-na.
That was good.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can snap.
Someone said dancing. I think I'm pretty athletic and coordinated, but I cannot do any dancing at all. It's pretty embarrassing.
What is that thing? It's seemingly simple, but you are kind of terrible at it.
Handwriting. Chicken scratch. Everyone always thinks that the female should have cute handwriting, but mine is so bad, it's embarrassing. I often write so bad, it's hard for me to even read my own handwriting. My parents always thought we would get like better as I've gotten older, but I think it's gotten pretty worse.
I think that especially now because we're all typing all the time, right? You're texting or you're typing at a keyboard. I recently stumbled across some like old paperwork from like school age days. And I was like, how is it that I actually have cleaner, more legible handwriting there than as an adult I have? And I can only think it's just because we never actually write.
You think your handwriting got worse?
I absolutely do.
Oh, we just had to do signatures for something here at work where we had to sign a piece of paper and they were scanning it. You did yours on one sheet of paper. Mandy, on middays, did hers on one sheet of paper. Do you know how many sheets of paper I turned in?
I can't even imagine how many.
Five.
Why?
Five sheets of paper. And it's not like we just had one signature. It was a plain piece of computer paper, nothing on it, and we just had to write our names a bunch of times. I didn't have a signature that I liked. I just kept trying a bunch of different styles. I tried getting young Jordan to forge my signature because I thought his handwriting looked better.
So you thought, hey, you know who can really come off as a passable Amy K?
Yeah.
a random 20-year-old dude.
He had nice handwriting. He would do these like large looped A's. It looked very nice.
Why does this, this doesn't seem like that should be him. That doesn't fit his personality to me at all.
His handwriting, very nice.
Was he using a quill pen at the time?
No, but it sounds like it.
Doing a little calligraphy handwriting for you. Mm-hmm. Any other basic things they suck at?
Yeah, this one I'm surprised we're seeing a lot. Left and right. Another person said, I'm still old to be thinking about left and right as long as I have to. Cutting anything in half, no matter how even it seems, it always ends up not even and looks stupid. And tying my shoelaces. I'm in my mid-30s, and I still have to make two loops, then tie those into a knot.
There's a little bit of, it wasn't really meant to be comfort in numbers, but I feel like this was kind of accidental comfort in numbers. Because how many people are like, oh my God, me too, thank
me
you.
Me too.
That's not just me. Well, if what you suck at is saving money, you can help with that in 10 minutes. Paying bills at 7:10 this morning. Headlines 194 cast in a couple too. Kid Leroy Bieber, stay. Y94 Playhouse.